Let's start off with this. It certainly has had people around the state buzzing. Later this afternoon, University of Iowa President Sally Mason is scheduled to speak to a special meeting of the Board of Regents. This follows comments she made to a student newspaper that suggested sexual assault is in human nature. After protests and a petition that drew 500 signatures, school officials held a listening session on the University of Iowa campus yesterday in Iowa City. President Mason opened with her own story of being forcibly groped as an undergraduate student in 1970. Joining me now, live, Dean Borg, who is waiting this special meeting of the Board of Regents in just a couple of hours. Hello, Dean Borg.
Hello, Ben.
So tell us, what do you understand the Board of Regents wants out of this extra meeting?
I met this morning over at the board office in West Des Moines, actually Urbandale, with the board's executive director, Robert Donnelly. And the first thing he said, talking about the meeting, was it's about communication. The regents, scattered actually around the state and even out of the state in Ruth Harkin's case, Regent Ruth Harkin, are concerned by, he said, students demonstrating. They want to know what are the issues and what President Mason is doing and what policies are in place. So they're really, you might say, number one, eager to be updated with accurate first-person explanations from President Mason. They want to determine whether proper policies and procedures are in place, and then what, if anything, the regent's role might be.
Is there any evidence, any speculation that her job may be at risk?
I personally don't think so. I was surprised, number one, yesterday when the special meeting was called. I can understand after talking with Bob Donnelly this morning that it is about communication. I can understand the regents want to be updated when you have the headlines in this morning's Des Moines Register, regents, colon, we want answers. Then people around Iowa are concerned, and the regents, of course, need to get the information and pass that on, if they can, in with their actions to the people of Iowa. I was somewhat disappointed, Ben, that the regents, we had scheduled for an Iowa press program today, and yesterday they canceled that and scheduled this special meeting. At Iowa Press, we, and that's a television program, as you know, on Iowa Public Television statewide, we offered then to have that taping or even go live at 7:30 tonight after they had had their meeting. Bruce Rastetter and President Pro Tem Katie Mulholland were scheduled to be on that program. They have deferred and canceled, and I have been working most of this morning trying to get them to agree to come on live and report to the people of Iowa, who, if you read the morning headlines, then I think people of Iowa say, this is our university, what did you find out from Sally Mason? But in this era of transparency, apparently there isn't transparency there on the part of the regents.
Dean, just less than a minute left, but tell us, for those who may not quite understand, why has this quote, which is that her quotes on sexual assault, that ending sexual assault was, in her words, probably not a realistic goal given human nature. For those who don't understand, why has it become so controversial?
I think, Ben, I've thought a lot about this too, and even in my explanation, I have to be very, very careful to indicate that I'm sensitive. This is a very, very sensitive issue. You might say, well, we're concerned about murder too, and given the human nature, there continue to be murders. Well, that doesn't really explain it. That doesn't explain the question that you're asking. I think it's because sexual assault is not only a felony crime, it represents disrespect of the female gender. Mm-hmm. And it may go well beyond that. But people want to feel safe. And when there are a number of sexual assaults on campus, that safety is threatened, and there's no reason, men and women both feel that there's no reason for that. There should be some way, policies in place, penalties, surveillance, whatever it is, that would take care of that and restore safety on campus and in the Iowa City area.
Iowa Public Radio's Dean Borg will be looking forward to your report later this afternoon on All Things Considered. Thanks, Dean.
Thank you, Ben.